Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 155, recorded on Monday, August 29th, 2016, and day 26 of the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. We are into the home stretch. I actually was just looking at the DragonCon group on Facebook, and someone posted, I think they checked into the Marriott and were told that they were the first person to check in. And then they took a picture of themselves walking onto the carpet. The carpet at the Marriott was kind of, notable. It's not the word I was looking for, but it works. A few years ago, because they changed the carpet, it was a really interesting pattern. And then the next year, some people, this is like 2 or 3 years ago, they changed the carpet. And then the next year of DragonCon, some people made these like recon guy special forces outfits where they were camouflaged by the fact that their outfit was made of the same pattern as the as this really kind of like out of the ordinary, you know, strange pattern of the carpet. So when they laid on the carpet as like, you know, like, and they're like an equivalent of a ghillie suit, but it's not like, you know, leaves and brush and stuff like that. It was a copy of the Marriott carpet, and they blended in. It was pretty crazy cool. I mean, I saw them in person, and then I saw it on, which was amazing. I think I even took personal pictures of them. But then a month or two later, it got fairly big coverage online because either the Marriott or the company that the Marriott bought the carpet from, like, sued them for copyright infringement or trademark infringement or something like that. It was an intellectual property thing, and people were talking about it. It was on Boing Boing and stuff like that. But so apparently they ripped up all that carpet, and they have new carpet. Partially, maybe because of that. They did a big rebuild of a portion of the Marriott. I think it was the Marriott. Anyway, it was one of the hotels, and the guy was walking out onto it. It was funny because, you know, it's week of DragonCon at this point, and one of the comments below it was Monday is the new Thursday. And I think I mentioned to you before, you know, the joke used to be Wednesday is the new Thursday, and it is literally wrong. There are literally people checking in for DragonCon already checked in, and it's Monday. Go DragonCon. I would if I could. So I am, it's a weekday again, and I'm here at home by myself, and I am doing another early day one. I did my walk again today, and I got completely screwed. I did the entire walk. I didn't even see a Pokemon. Which I was just like, what the hell? I finally realized when I got back that something must be wrong. I mean, I got plenty of Pokeballs and stuff. I did, you know, I walked the longer one. All the way, like, down to the post office and everything. So, I got plenty of Pokeballs. I actually went and looked at, I haven't really paid that much attention. I mean, you can't really see, there isn't a place to go and like look at rule. Well, there probably is somewhere, but I haven't looked at any of the rules or anything. So I didn't really know how, gyms worked. I knew that there was a difference between a gym that was your team and a gym that was somebody else's team. But I didn't know exactly how it worked. And there was a gym we're in effectively a college town. It's a very small college in a very small college town, but it is a college town. So during summer, the kids were gone and things changed, or most of them were, you know, there were grad students and stuff here, but things changed a little bit. And there are two, gyms that are in easy walking distance of the house. And neither one of them were, they had been at one point in time, one of them had been blue, which is Team Mystic, which is what I am. Well, maybe not. Maybe not, because I was going to say that happened before school let out, but that Pokemon came. So now I guess they've both been red. They were both red gems the whole time. And then when I noticed a day or two after, because we were getting ready, Charlotte had just leveled up to the point where she could pick a team. And I said, well, what you should do is pick. And I'm like, I can't remember which color it is, but I know it's not my color. You should pick either red or yellow, whichever one those gems are, because then there's something good you can do with gems. And again, I didn't really know. I just knew there was something going on. But by the time she did that, school students had started coming back, and one of the gems had changed from red to blue. I'm blue, Team Mystic. So I was like, oh, okay, you can join Team Blue, Team Mystic. I'm mainly Team Mystic because one of the guys from Penny Arcade, the comic strip, is, I happen to know he's Team Mystic, so just, you know, no real reason. Then they lost that gym, then they got it, but when the gym was open, I had an opportunity to put a Pokemon in the gym. Now I had nobody really tough. But I didn't even really know what it meant. It told me something about you won't have this Pokemon until he's kicked out of the gym or whatever. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. And I was tempted to take my like second best Pokemon at the time, which was way weaker than all the other ones there. Hold on just a second. That's the home phone, and that wasn't recognizable, so I turned that off. And then I didn't put him in there. So I went on this walk today. And I'm not getting anything. The Pokestops are working, but I'm not getting any Pokemon whatsoever. Charlotte, by the way, she got like five in the living room last night. Man, Tabitha, you're not wanting to hear this part, because she got like five in the living room last night. Heck, she was getting ready for this first day of school that like kids are actually there. She was getting ready for school this morning. I think she got two Pokemon in the bedroom while she was getting ready for school. I'm not getting anything. I mean, at certain points, I had my phone open for hours, and I'm not getting anything. But so I decided I'd walk by this gym, and I'd at least put my little guy back in the gym. And you know, this time, I'd just be like, what the hell? And I get there, and I don't have that option. And I finally figure out, it looks like there are a certain number of slots in the gym, and the gym must have just switched over to blue when I saw it before, and all those slots hadn't been filled up yet, so you could just basically put yourself in there automatically. But now the slots are filled up. You got to fight your way in there. You know, you got to beat up the guy at the bottom to take his slot, and then kind of fight your way up. You know, it's not quite as bad a fighting as fighting the opposing team. I don't know how it works, but like my highest level Pokemon's like 700. And I think the lowest level guy in the gym was, because I accidentally figured that out by, I was just kind of swiping around. I started swiping back and forth, and I started seeing different people in the gym. And then I saw this thing at the top move, and then I kind of figured it out. User experience, discoverability, not so high. But I'm still, I think the lowest guy at the gym was like 1300 or 1400. And my biggest guy is like 700, so there's no point in doing that. So I wandered around and didn't get anything. Finally got back, and I finally Googled it. I'm like, what the hell? And basically the thing that I saw, I have two phones. I have a work phone, which is a iPhone 5C, just an old. And then I have my own personal phone, because I like keeping the whole thing separate. And I often play, I have Pokemon on both phones, and I often play it on the iPhone, just because, you know, you've got the screen open, you've got the GPS on, so it is pretty impactful to your battery, and I'd rather, if I'm not on call, I don't care about my work phone. next week, the Monday of when Dragon Con's over, I go back on call. So at least I'm not on call through the majority of Dragon Con, but I hope nobody calls me early Monday morning. Let's put it that way. So yeah, I tend to use that phone as just like a Pokemon phone. And so I've had it open for hours, and I finally Googled around and read on all this stuff, and basically said restart the app. And I realized I have neither restarted this phone nor even restarted the Pokemon app in some time. And so I restart the, you know, I force quit the Pokemon app, let it restart, and bing, bing, freaking Pokemon start showing up. So, ugh. That was stupid, but now I know. I actually have spent 10 minutes rambling. I had two stories. Now I got to make the stories quick. So the stories were about a little bit about food and a little bit about sleep, because there's been a lot of food and a lot of sleep lately. Food-wise, I did not have a good food day, but I thought it was funny. I ended up eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches today. And not good peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Not good peanut butter. Because normally I have pretty good peanut butter in the house. I did have preserves instead of some sort of crappy jelly. Because I did have some preserves. But I opened up, I was trying to figure out what to eat. I opened up the cupboard and I was looking around. I didn't even have good bread. I didn't have normally I eat a whole grain bread. No, there wasn't anything. There was just, but for whatever reason, the Jif peanut butter. So, man. Yeah, good, tasty, but, I don't know. And they're all kind of moving away from high fructose corn syrup, so maybe not now, but, not a, peanuts and oil type of peanut butter, which is what I normally eat. The Jif was there, and the friggin' whatever tortilla white bread was there, and at least I had preserves. And the reason that I finally made, so that looked really good, and then I turned my eye and I realized that we had a bunch of red onions or purple onions, depending on what you call them. And I am an onion. So this is my kind of foodie portion of it, because a Jif peanut butter and jelly sandwich, not there. I love onions. I love onions on everything, in everything. A Vidalia onion. I will cut that. I will slice that thing and butter the bread and just eat an onion sandwich. Oh, man. So good. Love onions. And these were very the scent and the aroma, they teared me up. It was great. They weren't particularly spicy, but man, they hit me in the eye, which is almost kind of cool. Just the fact. So I took this onion that we got the other day. I sliced it up. And I put 3/4 of it, back in the refrigerator sliced for, salads or whatever. Because if we need them chopped, you can go from sliced to chopped. You can't go from chopped to sliced. But I put 2.5 fairly good slices of onion right in the middle of that peanut butter and jelly. And oh, it was so good. I love onions with peanut butter and jelly. I love them with almost anything. But that was a good sandwich. That was my lunch. That's what I ate right before I went on the Pokemon walk. And then for sleep, I just was going to note, I have, because we got a couple people at least, I know two, Mark and Mad Marv are both have CPAPs. I wore CPAP for maybe 6 months back in 2010. I had to do a sleep study. I had some belief that there were a whole issue of a lot of movement in my sleep and kicking and throwing and stuff like that. And so I went in and did a sleep thing. They didn't really find any of that. They went ahead and prescribed a CPAP. I wore it for a while. It did not seem to, it didn't help me hugely. I was never diagnosed with a severe apnea. It was right on the verge or whatever. They're like, your insurance will cover it. So it was that sort of thing. So after 6 months, it wasn't really helping me that much. So I just didn't continue it. When I was up for my next mask and everything, I was like, yeah, what I have done off and on, and I am on again fairly recently, are the little nose strips that pull your nose open. I do snore, not horribly. I used to snore, worse back when I weighed maybe 10 or 15 pounds more. That was probably 15 years ago. My snoring is not nearly as bad since I lost, 10 or 15 pounds or so. And I've been in that range for a while now. Sometimes it happens on my back, but, Charlotte and I were talking about it not too long ago. And I mentioned that I had worn those little nose strips that, pull your nose open before. she said, well, maybe you want to try those. Because Charlotte sleeps well if she's not disturbed, but if she is disturbed in the middle of the night and wakes up, if it's me or a dog or whatever, a lot of times she has a really tough time getting back to sleep. That healthy sleep formula thing that I mentioned on an earlier episode, again, like I said, the this version of it is supposed to help that. She takes it sometimes, she takes it, doesn't take it other times. I mean, again, it's what is, it's melatonin and like, what is it? It's right here. Niacinamide. So it's, I mean, these aren't prescription drugs. These are just like supplements. But the main thing that it does for her is she said her dreams are crazy. It does. It makes my dreams more vivid. It doesn't make mine really crazy, but it makes them more vivid. But it does help me, like, if I wake up in the middle of the night, it helps me fall back asleep. So sometimes she takes it, sometimes she doesn't. Kind of like last night, you know, it was first day of school with the kids today, and she was like, no, I don't think I want to mess with that. But so I have been wearing these nose strips, and she said that has helped with me. I mainly do it when I lay up, when I fall asleep on my back. If I'm on my side or my stomach, and I'm very easy to tell you, if you poke me or nudge me or say anything to me, I basically flip over because I think I've trained myself to realize I like laying flat on my back and just like, and then I snore. Something came up. Oh, we were watching, was the thing on either the morning news one morning. I think it was the morning news one morning last week. She was getting up to, she had teacher work days all last week. And so she was still up in the morning, a little bit later than normal. And there was a thing on there about various sleep aids and whether they would help with snoring. And there's a thing that goes in your mouth and a thing that runs around your jaw. I've seen that one before. It's like a holds your jaw up. There was this mouth thing. It almost looked like a football mouth guard that supposedly was the best. And so I was like, you know what? I'll look. Let's see. And it was like, A, the thing was crazy. It was like $120 or something. And B, on Amazon, it did not, and several other places on the internet, it did not get good reviews. But I poked around and there was one for like $15, which is it's like these little silicone things that go up in your nose and kind of like hold it open. So it's kind of similar to the strips, and they're silicone, they're washable, they're reusable. You know, they're $15, and heck, a box of those little strips that I'm using is like $8. So I ordered them, and they should be, I think they were delivered today. My father-in-law gets our mail usually, and he hasn't been over today, so I imagine he has them. So I will probably be trying out these little nose thingies tonight, and we'll see how that goes. Should be interesting. I don't know if that's something, I didn't have a real problem when I had the CPAP. I thought, you know, when you got this thing over your face, I thought I would have a problem falling asleep. I didn't actually really, I mean, I think it didn't hurt. I think I'm probably right on the edge of having an issue that it would help with. So that constant pressure did make a difference. But it wasn't, it's not something that's a big enough thing that it was worth it for me. So that's my sleep, my food story, and my sleep story. So I'm going to wrap this up, I think. One other thing. Oh, since I am doing it during the day, I don't have a beer of the moment, but I have a beer of the evening. I think that's what, if I'm doing it during the day like this, I'll have a beer of the evening because it's already bought. Yesterday we were at Target and they had Ballast Point. And so like Dave Slusher has had their Habanero Sculpin, as have I, and it is a very good beer. And I agree with Dave. It's a great beer because it's hot. It's got habaneros in it. It is hot. It makes you drink it slow, but you appreciate the beer. It's an excellent, I really like the Habanero Sculpin. They also do a grapefruit Sculpin. They have, I think there's another one. But at Target, they had their Session IPA, which is called Even Keel and is a mango Session IPA. So that is in the refrigerator right now. And that will be my after five or six, whenever, probably after five plus after my run. So 6 or 6:30, something like that. That'll be my beer of the evening. So that's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for today. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's K-E-N-Z-O-I-D.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter is Kenzoid. Facebook is ken.kennedy. Instagram's Ken Kennedy. And everything else you can find at kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. I am really enjoying all the podcasts. I'm almost caught up. I'm in Sunday. I'm enjoying the podcast. And like I said yesterday on the podcasting, the group on Facebook, I'm really enjoying the interactions that we're having on Facebook as well. This is more interaction than I've done on Facebook in years. Yeah, this year, I don't know what happened this year, but we just kind of seem to have particularly done well. And I like all the interaction, and I hope to continue it past the dog days. So that's great. And thanks, everybody. And we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.